Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, November 19th. You'll be interested to know, 22 years ago, today, in 2002, the United States Senate overwhelmingly approved the establishment of a new cabinet department, the Department of Homeland Security, which was intended to have a workforce of 170,000 individuals. This decision followed a similar approval from the House of Representatives the previous week, reflecting a strong commitment to national security. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning it's sunny and feels like 32 degrees with 20 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:18 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:41. It looks like we're in for a sunny Tuesday with a high near 58 and a breezy northwest wind gusting up to 25. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 38 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Tuesday will be just before 7, with a high tide just before 1:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 52 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Wednesday with a high near 55. A chance of rain arrives after midnight, leading to cloudy skies and a low around 42. Thursday will be rainy and cloudy with a high near 52. Rain continues Thursday night with a low around 37. On Friday, expect more rain and a high near 49 with cloudy skies. Rain is likely Friday night with a low around 36. Saturday brings a chance of rain with partly sunny. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, First Night Boston, New England's largest New Year's Eve celebration, is returning to City Hall Plaza to welcome in 2025. This free event will run from noon on New Year's Eve to 12:30 in the morning on New Year's Day. The festivities will include local musicians, artists, and performers with a full schedule available online. Attendees can enjoy ice sculptures, family activities, a parade, and two spectacular fireworks displays. New this year, performances will also be held at Boston Public Market and Cambridge Aside Galleria. For more details, visit First Night Boston's website. Now on to sports. On Monday Night Football in Arlington, the Houston Texans, now 7-4, triumphed over the Dallas Cowboys, who dropped to 3-7, with a commanding 34-10 victory. Joe Mixon dazzled with 3 touchdowns, while Derek Barnett's crucial fumble return sealed Dallas' fate. Despite Cooper Rush's 64-yard TD pass, the Cowboys' woes continued with injuries and a 5-game losing streak. The Texans maintained their AFC South lead. In local sports, last night, the Bruins faced a tough defeat, falling 5-1 to the Columbus Blue Jackets at the Garden. Despite Charlie Coyle's power play goal, Boston struggled against Columbus's dynamic, shorthanded play. The Bees are now 8-9-3. On Thursday, the Bruins welcome the Utah Hockey Club, sitting 7-8-3. Tonight, the unbeaten Cleveland Cavaliers visit the Celtics at the Garden. Donovan Mitchell leads the Cavaliers with 24.6 points per game, while Jason Tatum shines for the Celtics with 29.7. The Celtics are favored by 1.5 points. In top news, keratopigmentation, a cosmetic surgery that changes eye color, is gaining popularity, despite warnings from doctors about its potential risks. Patients choose this procedure to enhance their appearance or emulate family traits. The surgery, performed by Dr. Alexander Moshovich in New York, involves using a laser to create tunnels in the cornea, which are then filled with dye, costing $12,000. While some patients report satisfaction, the American Academy of Ophthalmology cautions against cosmetic keratopigmentation, citing risks such as vision loss and light sensitivity. Prescription contact lenses are recommended as a safer alternative. In business news, Spirit Airlines has filed for bankruptcy, marking a significant shift for the once innovative budget airline. This move comes less than a year after a federal judge blocked its merger with JetBlue Airways, which opponents argued would reduce competition and drive up fares. Since 2020, Spirit has lost over $2 billion, effectively erasing its profits from its ultra-discounter model. Despite this, Spirit plans to continue operations during bankruptcy and aims to attract more upscale customers while restructuring its business. Chief Executive Ted Christie has described the airline industry as a rigged game, favoring larger carriers. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $91,800. Ethereum is just over $3,100. And Goetzius Maximus is over $1. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Recent studies confirm that the far side of the moon was volcanically active billions of years ago. Scientists analyzed the first rock samples from this region collected by China's Chang'e 6 mission. These samples revealed fragments of basalt, most dating back to approximately 2.8 billion years ago, with one fragment being the oldest known lunar basalt at about 4.2 billion years old. Researchers noted that the far side has significantly lower levels of potassium, rare earth elements, and phosphorus compared to the near side. This raises questions about how volcanic activity persisted on the far side. Further research may clarify these mysteries. And in entertainment news, Dennis Dugan, the director of the beloved 1996 comedy Happy Gilmore, is returning to the franchise as both an actor and executive producer for Netflix's Happy Gilmore 2. Dugan will reprise his role as Pro Golf Tour Commissioner, Dov Thompson. The film, directed by Kyle Newacek, is currently in production, but a release date has not been announced. Adam Sandler returns as the lead character, along with familiar faces like Christopher McDonald and Julie Bowen, while new cast members include Benny Safdie, Bad Bunny, and Margaret Qualley. Dugan's extensive career includes directing various successful comedies, establishing him as a prominent figure in the industry. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American singer-songwriter and activist Judy Collins. And she said, "I think people who are creative are the luckiest people on earth. I know that there are no shortcuts, but but you must keep your faith in something greater than you and keep doing what you love. Do what you love, and you will find the way to get it out to the world. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.